Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. With me today is Greg Whitworth from Infinity Mortgage. Welcome, Greg. And we also have Gerard Martinez from Infinity Mortgage. Welcome, Gerard.
Hi, Laura. Good to be back.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So lots of great stuff going on in real estate in Central Florida. You know, things are moving along, and everything's just kind of cooking right now from everything that I see. How about what you guys are seeing?
It's good. You know, interest rates have gone up for the last 3 weeks in a row, so the rates have been climbing. But
they're still not that bad.
They're so low. They're so low compared to last year. I mean, I've been working on a lot of refinances lately, just from people that bought houses last year and maybe had like a 5-something rate, and now we're getting them a 1% lower rate. And one guy I ran yesterday was like saving $300 a month on his payment just from the interest rate last year. So you can see the amount of money that would make up. You know, 10 years, that's $36,000.
Yeah, and so, I mean, that's always such a big thing, because I know you guys in the mortgage are like, oh my gosh, the rates are going up or they're going down or whatever, but it's so minute and it doesn't really matter in the big scheme of things for most people. And like you said, you can refinance and save yourself in the future if you need to do that, you know, obviously hundreds of dollars a month, which is a big deal. So when it, you know, they're going up minutely is basically what it is. And so when you're looking at that, I think it's always good to keep it in perspective, because that's kind of what happens, is that the news and everything, it gets sensationalized and saying, hey, this is what's going on. And you're like going, oh my gosh, I lost my window or whatever. With what you're saying right there, people are refinancing who bought just only a year ago, and that makes total sense.
Well, I talked about this in a previous show. When I was a financial advisor, people were waiting for the bottom of the market to buy and for the top of the market to sell.
Right.
And you can't time that. It's just very hard. You don't know when it's going to happen.
Right.
So the best thing to do is, you know, aim for a general area and say, this is a good time. I know it went up a little bit, but it's still a great time to get into a very low rate loan right now.
Yes.
So whether it went up last 3 weeks, you know, it was better 3 weeks ago, but it's still great compared to what it was last year and the year before.
Well, and I think it really comes down to, when you're buying or selling a home, that it comes down to that it's the right time for you and your family and the circumstances that you've got going on. Not necessarily that, you know, I actually ran into a guy this week who listens to the show, Jack, and he's putting his house on the market and everything. And, you know, he was telling me that he's learned a lot, you know, listening to it. But, you know, he lives here with his mom and they're moving back to New York. I mean, his mom is 90, and so she was 94, I think. And so, you know, she wants to be close to the family, that the rest of them are in upstate New York, and she's got great-grandchildren that she wants to see them grow up and all that kind of stuff. And that's why you're selling the house, you know, because you have those kinds of situations and stories of what you want to do to make things happen, as opposed to looking at, this is the best financially time to do it. Most of the time when people are selling a house, they're going to be buying something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're doing that, you have to look at what that other house is that you're going to buy and how that's going to be affecting you and stuff like that. So if you're going to get more for your house right now that you're selling, you're going to have to pay more for that house that you're buying. So it really comes down to really a lifestyle change more than anything as to why you want to do it.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so when it comes down to, you know, figuring out, you know, when to get a mortgage, I mean, again, it's happening at that point in time. And like you pointed out, Gerard, it's like you can go ahead and refinance at any point in time. There's nothing stopping you from doing that. So as the rates go down significantly, then you can go ahead and save yourself hundreds of money a month at that point.
Yeah, exactly. And, and you know, sometimes these little bits that it goes down can mean a lot in money, you know, and people say, oh, well, I have to refinance. It's going to cost me some money to refinance. But, you know, if you're saving $36,000 in 10 years, it's worth the refinance. And just $300 a month to people, that's a lot of money, you know, to keep in your pocket every month.
Yep, it absolutely is. I mean, you could do a lot of stuff with that $300. And so, like you said, $36,000 in over 10 years, that would give you some nice vacations or some nice upgrades in your house, or, you know, whatever that you wanted to do leisurely would be a great thing to do.
Yeah, or maybe sure. 6 months of college tuition.
Right. Yeah, that's true, too.
So pay off some student loan debt.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. Where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Gerard Martinez and Greg Whitworth, both with Infinity Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So I think that one of the things that we were talking about, you know, before we got started here today, that there's a lot of products out there that are available for people that they may not know about, mm-hmm. that when you're looking at it. And I think that there's a lot of things that you can do. And so the first one is basically that you have 2% lender credits for first-time home buyers. So that comes down to that you can get a loan for 1% down. Is that correct?
That's correct.
1.5% down.
Yeah.
It's an FHA loan.
If you're looking
loan.
At FHA, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
You're looking at 1.5% down. But that,
yeah,
you know,
that's
with
minimal.
Seller paying some closing costs, I mean, potentially you can come to the table with very little, if not no money out of pocket.
Right. And there are, obviously, if you're a veteran or if you're buying in a rural area, then you might be able to get 100% financing. But most homes don't qualify for that for the USDA. That 100%. And if you're a veteran, then you could definitely do it.
Well, for some reason, USDA has been really, really popular in like the last month or so. I think I'm working on like 5 or 6 USDA loans, and it's been kind of dead for a while with the USDA loans. But if you go like south of Disney to Tampa, it's all USDA area. And that's a very, you know, fast growing area, Davenport, Haines City, Lake Alfred, that area right there. And the great thing about the USDA loans are we have lenders that go down to 580. Usually most lenders, you know, you have to have around a 640 credit score for a USDA loan. We can go down to 580 on those. Also, with the USDA loans, what a lot of people don't realize is that if you get a good deal on a house, let's say you're looking at a, you know, right now I'm working on one in Naples. That's a $450,000 house, okay? The USDAs don't have a high limit for what the loan can be. It goes by the debt-to-income ratio and by the housing ratio. It's got to be below 41% on the debt-to-income ratio and below 29% on the housing ratio. So as long as your income is high enough, you can qualify for a larger house. There's no limit like an FHA, which has the $314,000 limit.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you can roll a lot of those costs, in the closing costs even, into the loan and paying off things, like paying off credit cards or cars or things like that to get the debt-to-income ratio down. You can roll those into the loan depending on what the value of the house is. So let's say this $450,000 house, let's say they offer $420,000 for it, and it appraises it at $450,000. Now they've got this $30,000 area
cushion,
there.
Yeah.
That it's it, but with the USDA, you can roll things into there. So they can roll the closing costs into there. They can roll off paying off debt, credit cards and debt and stuff like that to make themselves qualify into it. That's one great thing about the USDA a lot of people don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you do have to be in a rural, supposedly, area, which is why so many new constructions say zero down, because they're considered rural at the moment.
Right.
But Orange County has very, very little.
Very little.
I don't know if they have any. I mean, it keeps getting smaller and smaller. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Gerard Martinez from Infinity Mortgage. Welcome, Gerard.
Hi, Laura.
And we also have Greg Whitworth with Infinity Mortgage. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Laura.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we were going over kind of some of the loan type of products or deals and everything that's out there. And the first thing that we talked about was that we had FHA loans that you can get a 2% lender credit. And so that is only 1.5% down. Next, we were talking a little bit about USDA and VA loans that have 100% financing. But I think there's a doctor's package that's similar to that too,
right?
Yeah,
so we have loans also for certain professions. So like we have loans for teachers, for first responders. And one of the loans that we were talking about is doctor loans. We have doctor loans. Doctors usually carry a high debt because of the student loans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially in the first years when they're getting into their own practices and that sort of thing. It's hard to qualify for loans because if they consider that student debt in there, then they can't qualify. So we do have loans that don't take that student debt into consideration, and they close fairly quickly because usually they're proprietary products, so they're very easy to get into and close.
Yeah, it's excellent for doctors, especially just getting started in a practice. You get your offer letter, and it basically says how much money they're being offered. So we don't actually have to go back and show 2 years of history. You can look at the school as that 2 year history.
Yeah,
so
which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's real easy to get them into these loans, and it's a great product for the doctors. They definitely want to buy a house so they can take advantage of those tax write-offs and things that come with homeownership.
Or dentists, because their dentists are involved in there also. So it's not just a medical doctor, and mm-hmm. some other, they've got some different classifications.
Yeah. So that's awesome. And then if you're not one of those professions, then there are first time home buyer credit scores can go down to 580 credit scores. Mm-hmm. And FHA loans, you can actually get down to 500 credit score
on FHA.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now that might require a little bit more down or?
Yeah, below 580, yes. You have to bring 10% down.
10%, so 90% financing out of 500 credit score. That's pretty
That's pretty good. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
What I always tell people is the lower your credit score, you have to have money to bring.
Right? Yes.
If you have a higher credit score, you can bring less money down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you also get a little bit better rate on the loan as well as the credit score goes up. So that can be a little bit softer on the monthly payment.
But I think that a really good point, like we were talking about at the very beginning of the show, is that, you know, you were talking about, Gerard, that you had somebody that was refinancing a year into their loan. And so they were at 5% and now they're going to save $300. So sometimes it's just getting into the house, making that payment on time. And then a year later, you're able to refinance at a much lower rate and get a significant savings mm-hmm. and everything.
Yeah. And when you have a house, your credit goes up.
Absolutely.
Especially if you make payments, because that's the biggest part of the credit score. So when you don't have that house on the credit score, your credit score just, you know, it's kind of limited at the top end. But now this person's credit is great. He thinks his credit went down because he added all this debt. I ran his credit. It was higher than it was last year. So
yeah, paying your mortgage on time does wonders for your credit. Definitely helps boost that score up.
Yeah. And so really that's kind of the key right there, that it's like you get yourself in and you might have to pay a little bit more that first year, but you're able to then year two or maybe year three, I mean, depending on whatever, but you're able to go in and refinance. And that's the, mm-hmm. you know, that's the good thing about everything when you do that. All right. Then on a conventional product, which a lot of people have that I talk to, they don't know the difference really between FHA, which is a government-backed loan, and a conventional loan. And a lot of sellers are more concerned about the FHA loan because they think they're going to have to jump through more hoops or do something more than what they have to do on a regular loan. But when it comes down to it, for the seller, there's really no more hoops that they have to do other than sign one document.
That's correct.
Yeah. it's just the amendatory clause that they have. It's actually two documents that they have to sign on the mortgage side. I know on the loans, contract for the realtor, it's just one form. But then on the mortgage side, we have the mandatory clause and the real estate certification. Mm-hmm. It just gives the buyer a way out, which they may not have on a conventional loan. It's just protecting the first-time home buyer on the FHA first-time home buyer loans. But they also have other loans. You know, they have a 203K loan, like we talked about previously, that is for renovations. Mm-hmm. They've got the HECM, which is for seniors. And they've got the 203H, which is the disaster area loan. So, like,
right.
people that got hit by Hurricane Maria, they've got a year where they can come and buy a house somewhere else, and they give them leniency on the job situation, on changing jobs, and they give them leniency on the down payment and things like that.
Yeah, the FHA's got some fantastic programs, and it's definitely something people want to take into consideration for getting a loan because, like we said, with paying your mortgage on time, even if your credit is suffering a little bit right now, but you can get into a loan a year or two down the road, FHA streamline refinances are super easy, and you can get that rate down, given the market is going to allow you to drop the rate.
Yeah, or you get up into a 20% ownership ratio in the equity, and you change it into a conventional loan and get rid of the PMI on that.
Yeah, so you have options.
You have options. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Greg Whitworth and Gerard Martinez from Infinity Mortgage. If you'd like to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that we were talking about, basically when it comes to a seller, though, they're always concerned about what it's going to cost them more to do these kinds of loans. And what you have to understand that when you're selling your house, when it closes and the other person takes over, it is just going to, you're getting the cash. And so, so the thing that you're saying in regards to that somebody can get out of the contract if they've got an FHA loan, well, if you're getting any kind of financing and you can't get that financing, you can get out of the contract and get your deposit back. So I don't think FHA really from my standpoint as a realtor, really makes any difference than any other kind of financing that's out there.
I mean, for example, like I just had recently a customer that was going through FHA financing, and they put a contract in on a home, and when they got the inspection back, the roof had less than 3 years of life left in it.
Yeah.
So that wasn't doable by FHA.
But that's not really doable by any kind of loan or that anybody wants to take out.
Yeah. I mean, I was just, example purposes. Things like these can, FHA is protecting the buyer from things like that.
Well, and that definitely happens in a VA loan too. So it's like, so if someone is, so if your house is in disrepair, then you've got less options, obviously. But when we're talking to you, then we already know that going into the game, all that kind of stuff as to what's going on. And we're going to price the property appropriately and everything from that angle as well.
Well, with the FHA, the buck stops with the lender. Whereas with another loan, if there's a less than 3 year life on the roof, it's going to stop with the insurance company. Insurance company won't insure it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we always run into that and figure out how to resolve that when that situation happens. And, it happens all the time, but we're able to work through it. We're able to negotiate something and figure out some kind of plan as to how to make that all happen. And so, that's just one little hiccup that you run into when it comes to roofs or something that, we run into all the time in regards to something that might have to be addressed on that midstream through the sale. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Greg Whitworth from Infinity Mortgage. Welcome back, Greg.
Hello, Laura.
And we also have Gerard Martinez from Infinity Mortgage. Welcome back, Gerard.
Hi there.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So again, we're talking about different kind of loans that are out there. So whether you're selling your house and moving to somewhere else and you need to get a loan, or if you're selling your house and you want to know kind of what people are purchasing your home with and what your exposure is with and all that kind of stuff. I mean, generally from beginning to end, it's generally from the time you get a contract to when it closes, it's generally probably about 30 days. I know you guys can do it quicker, but if somebody's living there and they have to move out and stuff like that, generally 30 days is about the time that people have going on. There's times where closings are quicker, obviously, when the house is vacant and everybody's just like, hey, let's go. I want to get in there and I need to just stop the bleeding and quit all that stuff going. So those kinds of things happen where things can be done quicker. But generally, in an everyday, day in, day out basis, it's about 30 days.
Yeah, I mean, the average one is 30 days. And sometimes we go a little bit longer depending on the complexity of the buyer's financial situation. I think we were talking about the break about investor loans and that sort of thing, but we haven't talked about entrepreneurs who are trying to buy a house or people who own their own businesses, self-employed, and that sort of thing. And sometimes, you know, people own more than one property. They may have rental properties or they may have two businesses or, you know, complex things. Sometimes that can make the deal go longer. Sometimes we need 45 or 60 days on something like that. If you do a, you know, complete document loan where you're collecting tax returns, business tax returns, and that sort of thing. So that's why we have some other lenders that are called non-QM lenders. That's non-qualified mortgage lenders that aren't conventional mortgages. They're not, you know, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, USDA, VA. And those are typically like proprietary loans. Those can speed up the process down to 30 days for, you know, that kind of person that has a more complex financial situation where they may not need as many documents. We may be able to do like 12-month bank statements for the entrepreneur so we don't have to go into tax returns. We can just show that they've got this income coming in. And typically with a 24-month bank statement loan, we can get a lower interest rate or we can get a person who has a lower credit score into the ballgame. If they do 12-month, though, those are for somebody who has a little bit higher credit score. But the great thing about that is that, you know, sometimes with a self-employed person, they may, you know, I had a guy recently, he made $250,000 last year. Now you say, oh, that's great income, you know, but he couldn't afford the house, the million-dollar house that he wanted. But this year he made $450,000. So his income increased. And with a conventional loan, they would average the last two years. So with this 12-month bank statement, we could just use, or we could do a 12-month, you know, complete underwriting where they do tax returns and stuff, but they only take 12 months of the income. So we can use just the $450,000 income instead of the $250,000 income.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of options out there. And I think that's the biggest thing that people need to understand is that there are options for you. And, you know, I mean, their whole process to get their loan approved might take 45 days. But when they're actually putting an offer on a house, they could be 15 days into it where they've already got most of the documents and everything in. And so they already know that, you know, we're not going to run into hiccups and that kind of stuff for the most part. Yes, there's more documentation required, but it's not going to be that tough to get. And we know that they're already going to be qualified for that.
Sure. And a lot of those entrepreneurs that are, they don't want to show their tax returns because they take so many write-offs on their investments that their income is way lower and doesn't qualify them for houses. And even adding a depreciation back into the income on the tax return just isn't enough to get them into what they'd like to afford. So these bank statement programs where we can just not even have to bring the tax return into the equation is such a great option for these investors.
Absolutely. And for investors, I mean, I think that the number of properties that you can have loans on or in your portfolio has changed quite a bit over the years too, right?
Yeah, I know when I used to work for big banks, it was, they wouldn't let you have more than five mortgages. If you had, you know, your sixth mortgage, I would say, sorry, you declined. We can't do a sixth mortgage. Even if it wasn't all with one bank, it was different banks.
Right.
So we have programs that people can have more than 10 mortgages there for the investors. And we have like the block programs, I believe, through some of our lenders where they can buy like, you know, five mortgages at the same time. So like if they're buying a block or a multiple, you know.
Multiple unit property or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So then for the everyday person, obviously there's the condo loans that are out there that are much more easier to get into because there's no condo questionnaire, which is actually a document that's sent to the association that wants to know what the percent of owners are, as well as what the financials are for the condo association, because that's something that comes into play, you know, with the lenders when they're making a decision on whether or not they're going to give you a loan on that property.
Yeah. And the homeowner associations are most of the time very difficult to deal with, because you've got these big homeowner association management companies now. It used to be just like the homeowner association was there at that phase or wherever, and they dealt with that building. But now they've got these big management companies that may be in Miami or maybe in Kansas City or maybe wherever, and you're having to deal with this corporation that is dealing with thousands and thousands of units and properties.
Well, FHA just made some adjustments to the condo questionnaires, did they?
Yes.
And that was?
October 15th, it went into effect. So they can now use individual properties, individual units in the property, even in properties that are not approved by the FHA. So with the FHA, it's gotten a little bit easier. They still have to qualify, and they still do a questionnaire with the FHA. So, and there's with Fannie Mae, they do a questionnaire also, and with Freddie Mac. So we have lenders that do, they're called unwarranted or non-warrantable
condos,
condos, which are not FHA, Fannie Mae, or Freddie Mac approvable condos, and we could still do loans on them, which is a lot of times you find those condos are very cheap because they can't.
They don't have many financing options.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've run into these situations before. And a lot of times the condo associations are just desperate, or the builder is desperate to sell these condos, but that they're, because they're non-warrantable, they're just like almost trying to give these units away.
Well, and that's where a lot of condo associations come up with rules that, you know, their intent of them might be really smart, but long term they might not be smart. Like, for example, they say that, you know, that you cannot rent the unit ever, you know. And so in doing that, I mean, it kind of takes away, it only makes it so they're available to a certain number of people that are going to buy that condo, and anybody that was going to buy it for an investment can't do it. And so it puts really the brakes on it. I've seen other condo associations that have said that you can only have up to X percent of rentals in the condo association, and so everybody has to be approved. Yeah, so if you do that, then, you know, like, they're going to keep their ratios right so that you can sell it and all of those kinds of things, but you're still going to have options. So if you have some kind of a hardship or something where you need to move you can't sell it, you know, all of those kinds of things, then you're going to have the option to do different things of what you want to do. I mean, I was listening to something the other day that I heard a lady that she was saying that, you know, she had to move right away because there were some kids that were coming into their household that were from another relative, and the state wouldn't allow them to keep in the house that they were in because it was too small for the number of children that were coming into the house. So they couldn't stay where they were. They had to go somewhere else. And so, but they owned that house. And so figuring out what to do with it, you know, becomes a problem. So you have to look at the whole big picture, and you want to have options when you buy a house too, because you don't know what's going to happen. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Gerard Martinez from Infinity Mortgage. Welcome, Gerard.
Hi, Laura.
And we also have Greg Whitworth with Infinity Mortgage. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Laura. How you doing?
Good. Almost lost my breath there. Not sure why. But anyway, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. Actually, I just swallowed the wrong way. So always good to do on the radio, you know. We were talking about loans, and that's what we were talking about, and different kinds of things that are out there. One of the things that people may not realize that you can get loans on are land when you're purchasing land. That's a little bit more difficult sometimes, has been in the past, but that's available.
Yeah, they're called lot loans, but usually you have to bring a lot, you know, 50% down or 40% down.
Yeah, like 40% down for sure.
Yeah, because they want to make, because it's not someplace where you're going to be living right then. So they want to make sure that you can make the payments, and they know that you're not going to have any income coming in on that, correct?
More risk involved for the bank.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the interest rates are higher on second homes than they are on primary residences, and that they're higher on investor loans rather than second residences. It's just a matter of a risk that the bank takes, and that you are definitely going to want to stay in your primary residence where if you get into trouble financially, where a second home might not be as important and an investor property may not be as important if someone's not paying your rent.
Right.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. And when we're looking, and then construction loans are another thing. I mean, normally when you go to a builder that's a production builder that we see a lot of those going out, you don't have to really, sometimes you have to pay up to 10% or so when you're, you know, going into that house. And depending on what kind of loan you're getting is depends on how much you have to put down. But then in addition to that, you don't usually have to pay anything until you actually go to the closing. However, if you want to you want to build your own house, or you want to have something that's done custom.
Smaller contractor.
Yeah, if you want to do custom, then you're going to need a loan where they're actually drawing as they get things done. So construction loans. So there's a construction to perm, which means that once it becomes permanent, it converts to a permanent loan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there's just plain construction loans too, correct? Or
yeah, so it's construction loans that can be replaced by a regular loan once the construction is finished. Is the construction to perm that has two closes, right? Mm-hmm. It's got the first close when they're doing
starting.
The construction starting, yeah. And when they finish construction to go into the new loan. And they also have one close products where it does it automatically.
Yeah, it's a one-time close. So you only have to close one time on that property.
And so there's all kinds of options and everything out there when it comes to that. So just knowing, you know, what you want to do, again, to research the market and see, and obviously all they have to do is call you guys, and then they'll be able to know all of this stuff. But basically, there's a lot to consider when it comes to a person and they're going to be purchasing something to see, you know, what they want to do and that kind of thing. Another one is foreign national loans, and that's for somebody that's buying from another country. And so they can come in here, and they're, like you were talking before, Gerard, that those interest rates are usually a little bit higher or a little bit more down because those people don't live here. And so as a result of it, you know, they're...
It could be on, someone could be living here. It's just that they may have foreign income. Like I worked with a famous Brazilian samba singer who lived in Celebration. And, you know, they have very little income coming in the United States, you know, comparatively. It's still a lot by my standards, but, you know, and he may have income. He had income in France and income in Brazil. And, you know, and so usually you need to use that foreign income. You'll need a foreign national loan, even though he was living here. Or you have somebody who's retired in another country and needs to use that. Or I had a golf LPGA player that had money in Switzerland, and she was in tournaments all over the world. So the money from those tournaments would go into her Swiss account, not into her U.S. account. So we have different, you know, complexity, you know, and they have these loans that go for that. You can also have someone who's here on a visa, you know, like a
That's
work
generally
visa.
That's generally what, yeah, generally it's people that they have a passport from another country.
Yeah, they don't have a social security number in this country.
Yeah,
or they're not generating a credit score. So it's basically just, you know, a ghost credit. So there's no credit to look at.
And we can use a foreign credit on those. Like I'm working on a person right now from Sweden, and they're trying to buy a house here in Florida. So we're using a Swedish credit report through a lender. Now there's some countries that they don't have credit reports, and so they, you know, they may use like a Dun & Bradstreet report or something like that that's usually a business report on their business. So we have different ways of judging that, or they'll take like utility bills and stuff like that, showing that there's been a payment for a couple of years.
Consistent, yeah. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Gerard Martinez and Greg Whitworth from Infinity Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And another thing that I know you specialize in a lot, Gerard, are the senior loans that are basically an FHA product that, you know, usually you have to put about 50% down. And that kind of thing, and you can make your payment or not make your payment.
Yeah, so those are not all FHA. Sometimes people know them as reverse mortgages. That's the general industry part, usually for the refinance. But there's the ones I work with a lot are the purchase. Most of the industry works with the refinance on those, refinancing a house that's already owned outright or pretty close to be owned and replacing the existing mortgage with that, or a line of credit so that people could live off of their home, their asset. And but there are ones since 2009, there's in the Obama, the HERA, Home Economic Recovery Act, that was passed in 2009 to help with the big downturn in the economy. This new loan was created, which was the HECM for purchase. Now, most of the HECM for purchases are the FHA. FHA is the main one. But there are some proprietary loans for loans that go above the FHA limit. Like the FHA limit is like 726 something right now. So if you have like $1 million house or $1.5 million something, and you want to do buy that property with a HECM, you can't do it. But they do have proprietary products that go from $1 million and up for jumbo on those also.
Okay, and so speaking of jumbo, there are limits of what conventional basic is, and then you go to jumbo loans.
Yes.
And so, and it's just basically a different kind of loan. Basically, it's not any different to the consumer necessarily, correct?
The jumbo loans, there's a lot more hoops to jump through for the bigger houses. A lot of times you need 2 appraisals. You may need a 720 or above credit score. You may have to have reserves, like 12 months reserves, that sort of thing. We have these loans that are in between the jumbo and the conventional. They're called large balance loans that some banks have that we can do, that we can do a loan up to $850,000. The conventionals, you go up to 453, I think that they are is the maximum or around there. So we can go a little bit higher. As long as they put 20% down, they can go up to 850 on those loans. But we can also do those loans with 10% down for a lower amount, but it's still higher than the conventional loan. They can go down to 680 credit score instead of 720. They don't have to have the reserves. They don't have to have the 2 appraisals. So it kind of helps for like those houses that are jumbo, but they're not super jumbo. You know, they're right in between.
And we could do up to $1 million at a 680 credit score jumbo, 90% financing as well.
So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.